We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I don't think he's a great coach at all. He's a nice coach, and he's really a great cheerleader guy. I don't know what he does, but I don't think that he's a great coach at all.
A man after my own heart, Terry Bradshaw. No, just kidding. Presented by Chafin Luhata Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Steelers and Rams on Sunday. The game's on Fox, so I guess it's another chance for Bradshaw to take out the daggers and go after Tomlin. I'm sure they'll spend extra time on Fox promoting this game. It's not every day the Steelers play on the network that's affiliated with the NFC. So do you think Bradshaw will be up to his old tricks? Going after Tomlin as his team has rallied to 4-4. I think the coaching matchup here is an appealing one. It's an interesting one to me.
Do I think Bradshaw's going to be up to his old tricks? I think he will find a way to assign credit for the Steelers' defensive surge to somebody other than Mike Tomlin. It'll be Keith Butler.
Kevin Colbert traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, Tomlin, who we know has like decent say-so in personnel matters, or it's like a holistic collective effort with he and Colbert, he won't be mentioned. Butler will be the guy who's getting the most out of Bud Dupree, which that part actually might be true. It'll be Tom Bradley somehow and Terrell Austin getting the most out of Minkah. I think he will avoid handing Mike Tomlin too much credit for what is going on here. And I just don't get it, man. People can complain a lot about things that Mike Tomlin does that are stubborn in game, that are obstinate, that are arrogant, the way he handles challenges. The idea that the man is not very intelligent, which is what Bradshaw is very obviously implying with those comments that he made. How long ago was that? A year plus ago?
That was during the 13-3 year.
So 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was when they lost to Jacksonville.
We had Terry on the show, what, a month ago, month and a half ago? I don't know. What he's implying there to me is just ridiculous. The idea that the guy's basically not smart. A glorified cheerleader. That's absurd, man. If you're an NFL head coach, we all laugh.
So you think Freddie Kitchens is more than cheerleader guy?
Yes. Like, well, here's the thing. Somebody I follow on Twitter, and I forget who it was, said, you know, you get a guy who's got a southern accent, or you get a guy who doesn't talk like the way that, you know, traditionally people would say is an intelligent way, go put him in a room with all of his critics who say he's not very bright with a whiteboard and start diagramming offense, and you're going to see a lot of people's heads spinning in the audience as soon as he gets going. That's Mike Tomlin on defense.
Yeah, but that would happen with like a really good high school coach and a bunch of fans.
There is a basic, pretty high level of intelligence required to do the job Mike Tomlin does.
Well, no doubt, and there's a lot of athleticism that's required for guys to play in the NFL, but that doesn't stop us from critiquing them.
Here's a question, because you mentioned this with McVay and Tomlin as an interesting matchup. Why is it that Sean McVay, offensive schemer, that there is automatically more intelligence assigned to being a great offensive tactician than to being a great defensive coach? Because why is motivation always the chief thing about defensive coaches? Unless it's, of course, Bill Belichick, in which case the schemes are Mensa level.
Yeah.
Why is it always motivation, attaboys, rah-rah for defensive coaches, but offense is somehow solving Rubik's Cubes?
I don't think it is.
You don't
that
think
way.
That's how people view Sean McVay? What a genius.
No, they do. They do.
He runs like seven plays. That's their offense. It's a very simplistic offense.
I think Tomlin, if there's now credit being given to him as a tactician, it's new because his defense looked totally discombobulated and unorganized like for the last year and a half. And I'm going to crush him for not getting the most or enough out of his defense the last couple of years. And I give him credit for like moving away from the tractor trailer that had tried to merge into his lane and get out of harm's way and get the car back on the road. And now the Steelers defense looks like it's on the up and up. But I don't think that people were searching for reasons to criticize Mike Tomlin the last couple of years like Terry Bradshaw did there, because I think Mike Tomlin presented those problems and criticisms for himself. And tons of them were valid. And I still think the game management critique is valid. I do.
But
I mean,
you understand
he almost out of spite cost himself the game,
Sunday. And I ripped him for that.
Because of those stupid challenges.
But you understand that there is a difference between saying he is a poor game manager who is too emotional at times in the heat of the moment, and to question what I thought Bradshaw pretty obviously did, even though he tried to dance around it slightly, and essentially say he's not that smart on the sideline. You have to understand the difference there. And why one is pretty ugly to do and ridiculous, and why the other falls under the realm of legitimate critique. Him saying specifically, this man is mad, he's on the competition committee, and he's mad about the way the first challenge went, so he's going to emotionally make a very poor decision to challenge
again.
See, I think
there's
a difference. One thing.
I think there's a difference, and this guy is not an offensive coach. I think John Harbaugh finds a way to scheme his teams to wins. With Tomlin, I think there are times where he gets guys who are not the most talented to play at a higher level. And I don't think it's because he came up with some kind of ridiculous defensive game plan that like caused an offense to lose its mind and look confused and out of sorts. I don't. Like, I give him credit for finding ways to get more out of guys like Bud Dupree this year and the assimilation of Minka Fitzpatrick into their defense. But I don't think it's because their scheme is necessarily better. No one who covers the NFL has said that about
him. Why do you think Harbaugh's scheme is a scheme guy and Tomlin's more of a motivation, get the most you can out of players, have them rise above?
Do you think that when Lamar Jackson went in for Joe Flacco last year, it was emotion?
Well, no, that was obviously scheme. But yeah. Like, why defensively do you think Harbaugh is a scheme guy suddenly?
I don't know if it's him specifically that is, but his coaching staff is.
All right, well, that's
Martindale gets
staff.
Well, he hype.
I know. Harbaugh is a guy who is much better with the details.
Yes. Bingo.
And Tomlin is a guy who is, if this is it's a micro-macro discussion, and macro can win over micro if Tomlin is consistently getting his guys to perform at a high level from a motivational perspective.
Like, I don't think, to answer the come around to the question, I don't think Sean McVay is going to make Mike Tomlin look bad on Sunday, because I don't think there's really any amount of scheming offensively that is going to make up for the Rams' offensive problems, which is no run game, an offensive line that is shaky at protecting the passer, and when that happens, how Jared Goff handles that pressure.
I agree with that. I think that if the Steelers win, it's going to be because of all those things you just said. I just think it's a very odd thing for me, seeing as offense and defense are both extremely complicated at that level, why offensive ingenuity is always one-to-one with, oh, that guy must be extremely intelligent, and if you're a great defensive coach who runs a great defense, even as the head coach, well, you're just a really good motivator, which is something else
altogether. See, I don't think LeBeau was lauded for just being a great motivator, right?
I mean, yeah, I'm dancing around something here, but yeah, LeBeau was one of the few lauded for what a phenomenal scheme.
You
Belichick,
can text
what
us.
A scheme.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.